From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night, at times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks. Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing he will accept the results of the upcoming election if he wins. But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, saying he wants to keep the country in suspense on what he will do. First Lady Michelle Obama told voters in Arizona that Trump is mocking the principles of the country's democracy.
We are fortunate to live in a country where the voters decide our elections. The voters decide who wins and loses, period, end of story. And when a presidential candidate threatens to ignore our voices and reject the outcome of this election, he is threatening the very idea of America itself. And we cannot stand for that. You do not keep American democracy in suspense.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in northern Iraq Friday killed at least 11 people, while 6 Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack earlier on a police compound and other locations in the city of Kirkuk. At least 5 suicide bombers attacked the main police headquarters, but one of them was shot dead by police before he managed to explode his suicide vest. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News.